Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. Today, I'm really excited to share an important conversation I had with Zach Gottlieb, who started a media platform called Talk with Zach, where teens can connect and be vulnerable and share their feelings and find support. I was so impressed with this young man, and I hope that his work in destigmatizing and normalizing meaningful discussion around mental health issues will inspire everyone, teens and adults, to connect, be honest, and support one another through tough times. As Zach says on his social media platform, we should talk more, and we can't change what we don't talk about. Welcome back, everybody, to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm excited to introduce you to Zach today. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Thank you for speaking with me. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you live, where you go to school, what you like to do, and then tell us about the work that you have been doing, the organization that you started.
So, hey everyone, I'm Zach Gottlieb. I'm based in Los Angeles, California. I'm 16 years old. And so I'm just going to hop in about what I do. I run this platform called Talk with Zach, which is a Gen Z space to have real conversations. And what I really try to do there is reduce stigma around various topics and then also raise awareness about them. We've covered everything really from anxiety, relationships, academic stress, to even things like race and gender, and like recently things like abortion and more timely topics that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. And tell me how this got started. So what did anything spark this interest for you in terms of giving teens a space to talk to one another about tough issues? Like how did this all come to be?
Talk with Zach's been going on for a little bit over a year now. And if you guys think back to then, it was really the media encouraging teens to talk about their experience emerging from COVID. But I realized it was really difficult to actually do this, and I wanted to reduce stigma and create a space where we could have these conversations that we need to have, because I know from personal experience and from my friends and other people I know that it's really difficult when you hold everything inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And have you gotten any advice from any adults, maybe any psychotherapists, or is it really just you guys talking to each other?
It's definitely both. So obviously it's a teen run platform, but I really want to have experts on for topics that I just can't talk about. Like, for example, if I'm talking about suicide or serious like depression, I can't speak to that personally and I'm not a trained professional, so I can't do anything with that. But I try to make it very Gen Z centric, but experts are important for certain topics.
Absolutely. And from a practical standpoint, how does this work?
So what I do is, I mean, it's a media platform, so obviously I have all sorts of content, but mostly I do interviews with experts, celebrities, and other teens, and I'll post those all over my platforms. Right now I'm just on Instagram, but I'm going to be expanding to TikTok and YouTube shortly. And then as for getting involved, you could apply to become an ambassador on my website and do a variety of things for me. And you could also write a blog post for me, which is really helpful because Gen Zers can see what like-minded peers are up to, what they're thinking about, what's on their minds. And it's just a great space to connect. And the last thing that anyone can do is you could just write in a question to me. It could literally be about anything. And if I got like a recurring theme, I'll make a video on it, make a post about it, or have an interview on it.
Do you find that, well, I have two questions. So the first question is, what does an ambassador actually do in terms of like, what is that role? And then the second question is, do you find that this social media, if you post something, an interview or whatever, that the kids are sharing in their comments and that that's a safe space for people to sort of share their own experiences and things?
So to answer your first question, we have a few teams right now. The main ones are we have a media and editorial team, and what they do is they research content ideas, edit my posts, and just things on like the back end of Talk with Zach. We also have some other teams like the outreach team, which reads my message, and then the entrepreneurial team, which is more involved in like thinking about how to raise money and looking up charities where I could donate money from my merch and proceeds from there too. And then that's it for my ambassadors. I mostly have a lot of freelance ambassadors, so they'll just do like a few jobs. I know we're all so busy, so a more committed job, yeah, I mean, that's just like more difficult. And also from a more practical standpoint, it's a lot easier for me. And then to answer your second question about the comments, I've definitely seen for certain topics, there's a lot of discussion in the comments, but I'd say most of that comes in through either private DMs to me, which is interesting, or sharing. Like I'll see a lot of people post on their stories, share with other people. So I'd say it's mostly happening there, but I've definitely seen sometimes people talk in the comments, but still it's like putting yourself out there, which can be difficult.
Absolutely. I could see someone wanting to maybe just message you privately, you know, if you're talking about a tough topic and they want to share with you. But I think it's wonderful that they feel comfortable and maybe they feel more comfortable sharing with you as a peer, as opposed to an adult, if they're going through something tough. Let me ask you, if you ever have a situation like you mentioned, suicide or perhaps sexual assault, you know, you're dealing with some very difficult topics that may actually involve someone harming themselves or something that would require police involvement or something. Do you have a mechanism for like maybe getting someone help if you're seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's really hard to know what my community members are dealing with specifically. Like I see the broad themes, but if someone ever DMs me, which they have, and said like I'm going through something like more serious, I will always refer them to professional help. I'll tell them there's no shame in it. It's just something you need to do. It's like going to the doctor if you like, I don't know, like twisted your ankle or broke your ankle or something like that. It's just something you need to do. It's absolutely necessary. And I'll refer them to that actual help because I can't, like, if they're talking about all of these things, I can't do anything really with that. If someone's just talking to me about like their life, like, oh, like I'm just like feeling down today or something like that, obviously, then I could help them. But if it's something more serious, I'll always refer them. Right. And in the past, I've actually done some collaborations referring people to experts and programs where they could receive help.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, I think the destigmatizing of asking for help, that phrase that you just said, it's just like if you hurt your ankle or if you had a cold or, you know, you needed to see a doctor about something. There's no shame in that. And so to take the shame away from asking for help with a mental health issue or an emotional concern is so, so important. And I don't know that all teens are getting that at home. You know, they may not have parents who are kind of tuned into that the way that you just articulated it.
Yeah. One thing I've seen is a lot of times parents are just unaware of what teens are going through. And that's a whole nother thing, because they have to understand that the world right now, there are more stressors than there have ever been. And they just really need to be cognizant of it.
100%. I really hope, I know your platform is for teens to have a space to hear this, but I kind of hope that parents are listening too, right? Because you're addressing things that are concerning their kids in a really honest and open and vulnerable way. And maybe there are things that they haven't thought to ask or they're afraid to ask. You know, I think that what you're doing is really wonderful because it's probably opening up a lot of lines of communication between teens and their parents. And that's the most important part, right? You can't help someone. If you don't know that they're hurting, right?
Yeah, that's really well said. And I mean, I've definitely done things to educate parents, to help them out. Because it's really like, it's not just Gen Z that needs to know this. It's everyone. Everyone needs to understand these things, because although I'm a teen right now and I'm focusing on these issues, they're very universal. Like academic stress is one day going to be like stress from your job, and relational stress now will eventually be stress, whether it's with like friendships later. I mean, those are for life. like right. marriages, right. like romantic relationships, you know? So it's a lot of universal topics that anyone can really glean knowledge from and insight. And also they just need to know how to help younger people as well, which is something else I'm advocating for.
Well, you seem incredibly insightful and thoughtful about these things in a way that I don't think a lot of adults are. And a lot of teens, you know, they don't know how to articulate that, all of what you've just said in the same way.
When I have vulnerable, real conversations, it just feels a lot better. It feels more real. It creates more intimate bonds. And I just feel like they're essential and you need to talk about yourself. And it's a great skill to have.
Oh, 1,000%, Zach. And also, this may sound like sort of stereotypical, but I wonder if as a male, as a person who identifies as male, you know, sometimes I think that we have this weird thing that we put on boys and young men that they shouldn't talk about their feelings or that they have to be tough or, you know, it's just this crazy notion. And I just love that you're just out there with it. It's just, you know, you're just saying all of these things. And what you said right then was spot on. If you can have a real, honest, vulnerable conversation with someone, tell them what you're feeling and why you're feeling it. Your relationships are stronger. You're happier. You're more connected to others. It's just you're healthier all around. And I think we do our sons and our daughters a disservice by suggesting that people should, you know, stick it out, tough it out and not, you know, not show your weakness. Like that's just, you know, very unhealthy.
It's really detrimental for girls as well, because when only one gender is really allowed to have feelings, like in relationships, it's just extremely difficult, you know? And I think that's just something that we don't often think about, like not only the impact it has on boys, but impact it has on other genders as well. I mean, personally, I've definitely noticed that it's more difficult, but from my perspective, it's like if being a boy is all about being tough and not being scared, if you're not sharing your feelings because you're scared, then that's not manly at all. That's just my right. perspective on that. You know, it's right. like if you really want to be tough, if you really don't care about what other people think, then share your feelings. And if someone has a problem with it, then that's their own issue.
Very well said. Amen to all of that. I just want to thank you so much for telling us about this work, because I think it is so, so important. That's why I reached out to you. Full disclosure, everybody, I saw Zach online on social media and I DM'd him and I'm like, I just think what you're doing is really important and cool. And so he responded and here we are. Zach, can you tell everybody where to follow you, how to find you, how to get in touch with you, all the good things?
Yeah, go follow me on Instagram at TalkWithZach. Check that on TikTok and YouTube as well, coming soon. Also, go look at my website, talkwithzach.org, and you'll see more updates there soon. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed this conversation, and hope your listeners maybe relate to anything said. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.